Now, the rest of the story. For a full minute was heard the most awesome sound in the history of Los Angeles County Jail. No, not human cries. For screams of anguish do sometimes echo through the cell blocks and fill the stale air. No, this breathtaking 60 seconds was laden with something new and strange, the cold, eerie sound of silence. 2 minutes now, utterly noiseless. A deadly hush invaded the corridors of steel and stone. The prisoners from whom had so often arisen such a commotion were now still. So quiet, all of them, all at once, not a word. Not even a rustle from the bearers of tattoos and knife scars and grim, lifeless expressions. Outside the jail in the silent night stood a crowd also quiet, bathed in candlelight. For all on both sides of the wall knew this one thing, that down in the bowels of the slam, alone and solitary, was Jack Carone. He would never rejoin his fellow prisoners again. The others knew it. And they knew why. Now 5 minutes without a sound, and then 10. Jack Carone sat staring at the cement floor of his cinder block cage. The light is always on in solitary. You want to sleep, that's your problem. One tiny observation window in the door is the only suggestion of outside life. There are no other windows, nothing to distract from the fact of one's isolation. Except for the graffiti scratched and scribbled on the painted cell door. And except for the horrible screams that punctuate the endlessness like gunshots. But that night there were no screams. The silence had descended even to the depths of that cold concrete hell wherein Jack Carone was confined. He had been sent there for refusing to eat. He would remain there for the duration of his sentence, cut off from the rest. But news travels quickly, almost telepathetically, through such rock and iron, and the other prisoners knew that Jack was still there, that he had been sent to jail in the first place for his participation in a demonstration for a cause. And thus was it spontaneously planned among the incarcerated. Now, these are the dregs of society, that there would be 15 minutes of silence and meditation and even prayer, not for Jack Carone, but for those for whom he had sacrificed his own freedom when he was arrested at the UCLA Medical Center for obstructing a right-of-way in the process of protesting unconscionable experimentation on live laboratory animals. It was the decision of the prisoners themselves to offer this demonstration of their own, unanimously approved among them, and carried out with synchronicity by hundreds, by serial killers and brutalizers, by self-styled scum scraped from the streets of Los Angeles, by pimps and petty crooks and purse snatchers and living icons of evil, by fellow creatures in cages who, like the thief on the cross, spoke out in silence on behalf of the unjustly condemned. And now you know the rest of the story.